Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Roseanne is from North Attleboro. Good morning, Roseanne.
Good morning.
Hey, Roseanne girl. Kennedy is on her way to work. She works at a travel company.
Oh.
So are you a travel agent or?
I am not. I work in advertising.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Kennedy's getting ready to travel. So is Annie.
We're getting out of here.
Yeah. You ever been to Turks and Caicos?
I have not.
You ever been to Twerks and Caicos?
It's going to be a time. I'm going to tell you that, Roseanne.
That sounds like it would be a great name for a gentleman's club.
Were you on the island?
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please? No, actually, on Route 1.
No. Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. A little hard to hear you, Roseanne. You got to speak up for us a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Just want to make sure you're here for us. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy's now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one, Chip Gaines wants people to hang kindness flyers in their home and at work. Which popular HGTV show brought Gaines and his wife to fame?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember the name of it.
All right. Question number two, today's National Tooth Fairy Day. Who starred in the 2010 movie Tooth Fairy?
The Rock.
Question number three. Taylor Swift announced she plans to re-record all of her old songs. Her music catalog was bought by which big-time music manager that she despises?
Oh, God.
All right. Question number four. Pizza Hut is selling a... What? What?
I was going to say Clive something, but I can't remember.
Oh, no, it's not him. Question number four. Pizza Hut is selling fried chicken pizza in New Zealand. The pizza is topped with chicken nuggets, bacon, mozzarella, cheese, red onions, and ranch dressing. What is the nickname for New Zealanders?
Kiwi.
Question number five. Former American Idol judge Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson are going to reunite on Kelly Clarkson's upcoming talk show. Kelly won the first season of American Idol. Who came in second? They even did a movie together.
I saw that movie. Justin Guarini.
All right. Yep. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Cinematic masterpiece.
It's always interesting what people remember.
Right?
I know. It is crazy. Yeah. I thought you were going 0 for 5 there for a minute, Roseanne. Kennedy, Roseanne ended up getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Chip Gaines wants people to hang kindness flyers in their home and at work. Which popular HGTV show brought him and his wife to fame?
Fixer Upper?
1-0. Question number two. Today is National Tooth Fairy Day. Who starred in the 2010 movie Tooth Fairy?
The Rock.
2-1. Question number three. Taylor Swift announced she plans to re-record all of her old songs. Her music catalog was purchased by which big-time music manager that she despises?
Scoot wrong.
3-1. Question number four. Pizza Hut selling fried chicken pizza in New Zealand. It is topped with chicken nuggets, bacon, mozzarella, cheese, red onion, and ranch dressing. What is a nickname for New Zealanders, Kennedy?
Kiwis.
4-2. Question number five. Former American Idol judges Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson are going to reunite on Kelly Clarkson's upcoming talk show. She won the first season of American Idol. Who came in second?
Justin Guarini.
They did a movie together. That
from
is
Justin to Kelly.
And now he plays little Dr. Pepper, dude.
It's the sweet one. My voice can't get that high, but
5-3 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. I'm sorry, Roseanne, you don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets to Lake Compounds, the premier family theme park and water park in New England, and the oldest continually operating amusement park in North America. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I had a blast. I finally got to play against you, Kennedy. So thank you. And I'm Roseanne from North Attleboro, but I could not be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Oh.
Don't even try, homeboy. Yeah, by Usher. You guys played that when it was a hit.
You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends from Cumberland Farms. All right, Melissa's from Merrimack. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
I can understand. You're here for Redemption Week. We bring back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and give Kennedy a chance to redeem herself. What was the score when you won?
5-4.
Ooh.
Nail biter.
Good one.
And you you lost to somebody yesterday for Redemption Week, right? Yeah, I thought so. All right, well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Melissa.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Bye, Felicia.
Lauren, do you want to follow her? No, you good? Yeah, go follow her. Make sure she doesn't check.
It's like, okay.
Melissa brought muscle.
Is that your husband or your boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. All right, he's gone with Kennedy to make sure there's no shenanigans happening in the other studio. As you can see, there she is in that soundproof studio. You see the big board up there with her record. You know the routine. Five trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win, you tie, you lose. Question number one. Pre-sale of Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, are up to almost 1 million worldwide, even though it doesn't come out until tomorrow. What was the name of Taylor's last album that came out in 2017? Ooh.
Ooh.
Not a Swifty?
I don't know.
Question number two. Today is National Eat a Peach Day. Which state is nicknamed the Peach State?
Georgia.
Question number three. Pamela Anderson says she still fits in her Baywatch bathing suit and sometimes puts it on for her man. Which two musicians has Anderson been married to?
Tommy Lee and Kid Rock.
Like the White Trash Olympics.
Question number four. A TV series is in the works about how the boy band BTS got together. Where is BTS from? A lot of geography on the show today.
Right? I know. Korea?
Question number five. Jeremy Renner is standing with the Marvel fans and asking Sony to give back the character of Spider-Man to the Marvel Universe amid an ongoing dispute between the two companies. Who does Jeremy Renner play in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Did you give her number four? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. It's close enough. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Melissa, who got all five correct when she was here the first, or when she was on the first time, back for Redemption Week, she gets three out of
five. All right, let's go.
All right, these are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-sale of Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, are up to almost 1 million worldwide, even though it doesn't come out until tomorrow. What was the name of Taylor's last album from 2017?
Reputation.
1-0. Question number two. Today is National Eat a Peach Day. Which state is nicknamed the Peach State?
Georgia.
2-1. Question number three. Pamela Anderson still fits in her Baywatch bathing suit and sometimes puts it on for her man.
Get it.
Which two musicians has Anderson been married to?
Tommy Lee. Kid Rock.
3-2. Question number four. There is a TV series in the works about how the boy band BTS got together. Where are they from?
South Korea?
That is correct. 4-2. Question number five. Jeremy Renner is standing with the Marvel fans and asking Sony to give back the character of Spider-Man to the Marvel Universe amid an ongoing dispute between the two companies.
I mean, seriously. So how do you take Spider-Man?
Who does Renner play in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Hawkeye.
Wow. Nice job, Kennedy.
Woo!
That is a clean sweep for Kennedy. Melissa, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Is it?
It's gonna have to be.
Yeah, but you can walk around saying you beat me once. That's a bragging rights right there.
You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to see Zac Brown Band September 1st at Fenway Park. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Lauren, was Kennedy cheating in there? No.
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 He's on her back.
We were talking about cars.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of cars?
He's on a pit crew. Like, he's worked NASCAR.
What? Really?
That is the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That is super
cool. Yes.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Melissa from Merrimack, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee, any size, any time, any day, any hour, any minute, Kennedy.
Yep.
If you like coffee, it's 99 cents.
Thank you.
Cumberland Farms.
Good to know.
Just so you know.
Thank you.
Let's see. Melissa is from Rutland. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa has
two Melissas in one day.
Huh?
Two Melissas in one day.
She's got a lot going on in her life. She's got one kid that just got married, and the other one just bought their first home.
Wow.
Hey, congratulations. You mommed
yes,
good.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Momming good is important as you get older, because you don't want to move them back in.
Especially when they're both out of the house. No. Let's go.
Right. Time to go.
Okay, I feel attacked.
Will you kick Kennedy
out? No, I meant the kids, not you. It was time for the kids to go.
No, but I looked at Annie when I said that.
He's just mean.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,879 wins. Only 241 losses. Question number one. James Corden celebrating his 41st birthday today. He's most well known in the States for carpool karaoke. Which of these huge pop stars has not done carpool karaoke? Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, or Taylor Swift?
Miley Cyrus.
Question number two. Forbes put out a list of the world's highest paid actors over the past year, and The Rock is number one at almost $90 million. Now, you may not know this, but The Rock was a D1 athlete back in the day. Which sport did he play at the University of Miami?
Football.
Question number three. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos recently held a concert for his employees in Seattle. Katy Perry and Lil Nas X performed. It's a pretty good show for The Office, right?
Very random.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, The Office. So Old Town Road from Lil Nas X just got knocked off the top spot of the charts. How many weeks was it there for? Set the record.
We'll guess 35.
Question number four. Aretha Franklin died with $1 million worth of uncashed checks.
Relatable.
Right?
Ain't tricking if you got it, I guess.
All right. I have one check I haven't cashed. It's $7.46.
I run to the bank every payday.
Same.
What was Aretha's nickname?
The Queen of Soul.
Question number five. This Is Us star Chrissy Metz may be engaged to her boyfriend. It's time to play Has Kennedy finally looked into the This Is Us IMDb page. What is the name of Mandy Moore's character on the show?
Rebecca.
All right, let's get Kennedy. Do you want the last name, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. God, I forget. Yeah, I don't remember. Just
all
Rebecca.
Right. Okay. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please, Dan.
Kennedy!
Being tough on him. That was a Dan call. That wasn't my call. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Melissa got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are hard.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, James Corden turning 41 today. Kennedy, which of these huge pop stars has not done carpool karaoke? Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
1-0. Question number two. Forbes put out a list of the world's highest paid actors over the past year, and The Rock is number one, earning almost $90 million. The Rock was a D1 athlete back in the day, Kennedy. What sport did he play at the University of Miami?
Football.
2-1. Question number three. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos recently held a concert for his employees in Seattle. Katy Perry and Lil Nas X performed. Lil Nas X's song, Old Town Road, just got knocked off the top spot of the charts. How many weeks was it there for?
19.
We're having a company cookout today. You think they'll be there, Katy and Lil Nas X?
Absolutely.
I'm not even going to be there.
Oh, well then, if Carson's not going to be there.
3-1. Question number four. Aretha Franklin died with $1 million worth of uncashed checks, Kennedy.
So strange.
What was Aretha's nickname?
Queen of Soul.
4-2. Question number five. This Is Us star Chrissy Metz may be engaged to her boyfriend. So it's time to play Has Kennedy finally looked at This Is Us on the IMDb page. What is the name of Mandy Moore's character on the show?
I don't know.
Yeah. That is the incorrect answer.
Gary.
She's a good character, Kennedy.
Uh-huh. Rebecca Pearson is the correct answer.
Pearson.
Kennedy. Yes, 4-2. Pearsons. Nice job, Kennedy. Melissa, you don't get the cast, but I have a pair of tickets to see Mary J. Blige and Nas September 1st at the Xfinity Center. Enjoy that. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Melissa from Rutland, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.